Hi, and welcome to Maths It Podcast HO6, Higher GCSE Revision. This podcast focuses on calculations, mental, written, and using a calculator. To use this podcast, you will need to download the worksheet HO6 from the website www.maths-it.org.uk. So let's start with question 1. Question 1 requires us to use BODMAS. That is, brackets first, order and powers, division, multiplication, addition and subtraction. So with our question, we need to start with the brackets. So 12 take away 3 is 9. Moving on, we either need to multiply or subtract. Seeing that multiplication comes first means that we need to do the 9 multiplied by 4, which is 36, then take away 6. So the answer is 30. Looking at part B, we need to be careful where we put the brackets to make the statements correct. The square root of 16 would give us 4. If you take the 7 away from that, you're left with a negative number. So this might work in part II, but in part I, where we need the answer of 9, it will not work. So if we put brackets around the 16 and the 7, this gives us the answer 9. Then if we square root it, we get the answer 3. 3 multiplied by 2 is 6, and add 3 is 9. So the brackets for part I need to go around the 16 and the 7. For part II, we need to put the brackets around the 2 and the 3. That's so we can get 5, and the brackets around the 7 and after the 3, so that we can end up with 35, because 7 multiplied by the 5 would give us 35. Then it would read square root of 16, which is 4, take away the 35, leaving you with negative 31. For part III, again, we want a positive number, so we're looking at putting brackets around the 16 and the 7. This gives us 9. Square root of 9 is 3. What do we have to multiply the 3 by to get us to 15? Well, that would have to be 5. So 2 and 3 make 5. So you need brackets around the 16 and the 7, and the 2 and the 3. Question 2 is about washing cars. Brian washes cars, and in one day he washed 72. He charged £6.45 for each car washed, and we have to work out the total amount he charges for 72 cars. Most of you will probably use long multiplication. That is, we look at, instead of £6.45, £645 multiplied by 72. So on your first line you should have 1290. On your second line, not forgetting to put your zero in, you should have 45150, giving you a total of 46440, which is the answer of £464.40. We could also use the grid method here as well to help us. Don't forget, you must put 464.40 as your answer, as we are dealing with money in this case. For part B, Giulio washed cars and received £53.20. He was getting paid 95 pence per car washed. So we need to work out how many cars he washed. So you're looking at how many 95s go into £53.20. There's a number of ways that you can do this, one of which is using your long division, or we could use a chunking method to find out how many 95s go into 5320. So looking at the chunking method, 95 multiplied by 10 would give us £9.50. So that would be 10 washes. If we think of how many of them go into £53.20, that would be 5. So that would give us £47.50. This would leave us with £5.70 left over. So 95 multiplied by 5 is £4.75. Taking that away leaves us with 0.95. giving us another one wash. So in total you should have an answer of 56 cars. There are a number of different ways of doing this, but this is just one of them. Chunking is a very good way of working out division calculations. Question 3. Calcs R Us sell calculators. Their prices are shown below for two different models, £2.90 for one of them and £9.75. Mathchester High School placed an order for 345 of the £2.90 models and two GT7000, which were the £9.75 models. So first of all, to find the total cost, we want to do 345 multiplied by £2.90, or 29, dependent on how you want to answer the question. So we can do this using long multiplication. 345 multiplied by 29. On the first line, you would have 3105. On the second line, 6900. So adding them together gives you 10005. So 345 multiplied by £2.90 would be £1,050. So that's £1,050. Then we also, don't forget, need to add on 2 9.75s. So 2 lots of 9.75 gives you an answer of £19.50. Adding them together gives you an answer of £1,020. Part B. Manchester Grammar School have a budget of £160 to buy calculators. How many of the FZ250s could they buy? So what we're looking at is how many £2.90s go into £160. If we use 29 again instead of £2.90 to make it easier for ourselves, we're looking at how many 29s go into 1600. So all we've done there is multiplied both numbers by 10 to make the sum a lot easier. 29s go into 160 five times, leaving us with 15 remainder. 29 go into 150 five times with remainder, 5. What we have to bear in mind is the question said, how many can we buy? So because we've now got a remainder, we can only actually buy 55 whole calculators. Question 4. We're now going to use our calculator to work out the value of the question. Our calculators are very clever in that they can hold a lot of information in the calculator without having to retype things. So first of all, what I want you to do is to find your tan and your sin buttons. They should be around the same sort of area. Different calculators work in different ways. For example, my calculator, I can just type in tan 56. But your calculator, you might need to type in 56, then tan. So you need to find out how your calculator works, which is why it is so important to bring your own calculator to every lesson in your own school so that you realise how it works. So for this question, you need to type in 6.39 multiplied by tan 56 equals. Then it works out that bit. Then we're going to divide by sin 80. You should have an answer of 9.61970959928, give or take a few digits. It does say quite carefully that you need to write down all the figures on your calculator display. You must do that in order to get the full marks. Question 5. First of all, for question 5, we need to work out how to use your calculator with the power buttons. Most of you will have an XY somewhere on there to give you raised powers other than squares or cubes. So you need to find that first. So if I explain that first, 0.97 to the power of 4. What you will need to type in is 0.97, then your XY button, and then 4. Others have a little arrow hat that will do that for you as well. So to do question 5A, what you need to do is put brackets in first. So brackets 9.3, take away 0.709, close brackets, and then squared. Then multiply by 0.97 with the little hat or the XY, and then 4. So you should have an answer of 65.33928461. Part B is another question where you need to put brackets in to make sure that you get the answer 45.024. So for this question, what we need the calculator to do first is the 3.8 multiplied by the 2.4. So we put brackets around that. Then we need it to add on the 1.6. So we'll need brackets in front of the 1.6 and after the 2.4. And then we're going to multiply by 4.2. So for that question, you needed two sets of brackets. One in front of the 1.6, a beginning one in front of the 3.8, and close brackets after the 2.4, twice. Question 6. Use your calculator to work out the value of 36 take away 19.8 all over 3.49 take away 0.497. Although your calculator can do this all in one go, it is advisable that you do each section separately and write down your answers as you go along. So 36 take away 19.8 is 16.2. 3.49 take away 0.497 is 2.993. Dividing those numbers should give you an answer of 5.41262949. Part B wants us to write our answer to an appropriate degree of accuracy. It really does not matter as long as it is sensible. One decimal place, two decimal places would be fine. 5.4 would be my answer. And lastly, question 7. We're going to use our calculator to work out the value of 5 plus the cube root of 20 all over 12 minus 7.367 plus 1.7 squared. So first of all, you need to find your cube root button. This is normally around the same sort of area as your square root and your cube button. It's got a little 3 above the tick. So first of all, practice doing the cube root of 20. Once you've mastered that, what we're going to do is 5 plus the cube root of 20, which should give us an answer of 7.71447617. Leave that on your calculator, then divide by, open brackets, 12 minus 7.363, close brackets. This should give us an answer of 1.665102011, and then we're going to add on 1.7 squared. You need to make sure you've done all the first part first before you add on 1.7 squared, otherwise the answer will go wrong. So this will give an answer of 4.555102011. It's very important you write down your full answer and then round it to three significant figures as requested. Remember, three significant figures means we need to start from the beginning of the number for the first non-zero number, that's your 4. Then we've got 2 fives. So the answer would be 4.56. So that's the end of the worksheet. Don't forget to move on to HO7 and continue your revision.